Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's the book everybody's talking about. Acclaimed author Clark Garrison lays it all on the line in his new book on how to survive the next 365 with real-life accounts of success and failure. And it's not only Clark Garrison's story, but it's yours as well. Order your book today at survivethenext365.com. And now, tune in bi-weekly to find out how you can discover the unique journey that you possess, along with the greatness in you. Join author Clark Garrison on Blog Talk Radio bi-weekly to help you figure out your personal blueprint on surviving the next 365. Learn the art of believing in the power within you with Clark Garrison. It's the hottest book on the planet, How to Survive the Next 365 by Clark Garrison. Order your book online now at survivethenext365.com or call 866-642-9125 and tell them to rush your order by author Clark Garrison on How to Survive the Next 365.
Bring it on. Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio's The Conversation. I am your host today, author D.K. Garrison in the house, and I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. As always, this show is based on the need to provide America with a dose of positive energy. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Chat room is open as usual. Feel free to hang out there. By the way, if you want to ask any one of our guests today a question, all you got to do is dial the number 917-932-1078. Be sure to hit the number one button, and I will see your hand raised to speak to the host. That's me. Hey, shout out to Robert Blake for producing my intro. We have got a very insightful show for you today. New Yorker, singer, writer, poet, Miss Siraj Nuri will be on the show. And we'll be listening to her music throughout the show as well. Inspired sister, Miss Tangi Henry drops by to talk about how she's giving back by inspiring women nationwide. Hey, but first up, Mr. Pat Nix of Frontline Promotions Marketing sits down with us to talk about his amazing transition to becoming one of the biggest promoters, if not the biggest promoter, in the Southeast region. Hey, now sit back as we tune in to our first song by our guest, Siraj Nuri, titled Him. By that. By the way, it pays to listen to the conversation. We'll be right back.
There's a little something that I wanna say. for something that I gotta say. Every second with you is a getaway. You open me to things I've never seen. Never hesitate to take care of me. I'm so pleased.
Guest is the owner creator of Frontline Promotions, a multifaceted service company specializing in the design, planning, and coordinating, and also execution of various special events. Since 1996, the company established themselves as the number one urban promotions and marketing company in the Southeast. Please welcome to the show, without further ado, Mr. Pat Nix in the house. Welcome, Pat. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? Always good to see you.
Hey, man, it's always good to have a fellow brother of Kappa Alpha Psi and yet another fam, you and on the show. I know people think I plan it this way, but I really don't. We just achieve, that's all.
Definitely. Right school, right frat, that's all.
Yeah, it just worked out that way, you know? Hey, Brother Pat, man, I got a question I want to start the show off. And when did you first get your taste of running or promoting an event?
Well, it just takes a lot of planning and execution. These days, social media has made it very, very easy for a lot of people to think that they're pretty good in this industry, but it takes a lot more than that. Right now, the field is kind of oversaturated with everybody who has 2,000 to 3,000 friends on Facebook. They actually think that they're a promoter at this point. So the game has changed a little bit over the years. But you know,
When did you first get your bug?
Well, I got my bug actually at FAMU, being a part of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. I pledged in 1990. And I was put over fundraising in 92. So, of course, fundraising for us meant throwing events to raise money for the fraternity. So I found a love for it at that point. There's nothing like kind of like starting something from an inception and seeing it all the way through and just thinking in your head, like, wow, I was the creator of all this, or I was the creator of all these people partying or going to a concert or whatever. It came from my brain to this. So it kind of gives you a natural high.
Man, I tell you, I remember those days, believe you me.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole other show, though, folks.
Oh, yeah, Kappa Luau and all that good stuff back in the day, man. It was almost like Freaknik at one point.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, bigger than that.
Oh,
Man, as I... Because I understand it, brother. You did not choose to create a promotion company at first, though. What was your profession right out of college?
Well, right out of college, I was hired as a sales manager for the Southeast Toyota region. So I was actually a little bit in corporate America kind of sales department for Toyota. And I had somewhat of a love for it at first, but after a while, it was kind of my job to kind of like, I would say, crush people. And my heart was not in that place. You know, I saw my income dropping yearly because I would kind of like tell people to just hold on, you know, I got them, you know, I'll take care of you, instead of going for the juggler, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't in my
absolutely.
Heart anymore, you know.
Man, you have an amazing story of how Frontline Promotions began its inception. If you mind, can you tell our listeners a little bit about how that journey took place? You know, you just made that decision along with a couple other folks, and you just made it happen?
Yeah, actually, the first company that we created was a company called Foreplay Productions, not sexually or anything like that, but it was just four brothers that got together who were all in the car business who kind of like wanted to get out of the car business. So we had a company called Foreplay Productions. After a while, there were several egos that kind of like got in the way of what we started. So therefore, we decided to, you know, dissolve that company, and everybody went their separate ways. After that, I created Frontline Promotions back in 1995, right at the end of 95, 96. So going from there, my first major contract was with Florida A&M. I would do, like, large step shows, Battle of the Bands for the classics and things of that nature. Those were my first large contracts. My first parties, I had to lose a lot of money basically to learn the business. There's no better way to learn other than just going out on faith, you know, praying about it and just actually stepping out on faith and doing it. So that's what I chose to do. And, I learned a lot over the years. I lost a lot, and I won a lot. Fortunately, I won a lot more than I lost. So kind of got a following, and a lot of people started following my events and knew every time that we said someone was going to be there, it wasn't a false promotion. You know, a lot of African-American promotion companies, they, you know, go out and say someone's going to be there, and, you know, they don't have the back-end money to pay the artists or whomever they bring out, and it creates a bad, you know, a bad look on everything. And unfortunately, the name promoter actually is a bad word in the entertainment business, unless you get up there with the big boys like Live Nation and things of that nature. So I took pride in actually, you know, having a good reputation in the business, and that's where I think a lot of my success came from.
You kind of went into my next question. I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask what makes Frontline different from any other, from other companies out there. And I guess, man, you landed on the head. It's the reputation. That's number one, right?
Yeah, reputation is number one. Reputation is very, very big. And I teach my kids that a man's word is all he has. No matter if you're going to be hurt in the end, your reputation is number one. Just recently, I decided to take Kapa Luau back to Tallahassee after 10 years of it not being there. I ran into some major political problems with the city of Tallahassee. Bottom line is the city of Tallahassee just did not want to see a bunch of African-Americans in one place having a good time. It just came down to them just literally not wanting it there. So at like maybe 3 weeks before the luau, the landowner had a clause in the contract where he basically pulled out on me after my company was about $110,000 already into the event. So I'm not a major, major company. I'm not saying, you know, I've ran through millions with my company, but trust me, there's not $1 million sitting down somewhere because we keep moving. Capital is king in this business. So, you know,
right,
that was,
right.
I had to make a major decision at that point. We had to pull the plug and move it to Quincy, Florida, which, you know, most of the advertisement for months was going saying it was going to be in Tallahassee, Florida. So I ended up, you know, my company ended up losing well over, you know, six figures. It hurt. It definitely hurt. But, you know, the moral of the story is that I wanted to make sure my name was protected. No matter what, I wanted to go through with this and show people that it can be done and show people that people, you know, young African-Americans can get together in a field with no problems, with no arrests, no anything, and we proved it. And, you know, from this point forward, I think the luau is going to come back stronger than ever. I mean, you know, same kind of things happened with Freaknik in Atlanta. The city just did not want it. And the bottom line is I just stepped out on faith and I did it, and I wasn't going to just say it's canceled because my name and Frontline was attached to it. That's just an example of it.
Man, that would have been huge. Now, you're also the owner of a very popular nightclub in Orlando, Club Whispers. What makes Club Whispers such a hot spot and a popular place to be?
Well, actually, believe it or not, we just closed down Club Whispers. We actually changed the name to Club Rain about a year ago, and it has ran its course. But we recently just got blessed with a venue right outside the brand new Orlando Amway Center. It's a venue called Draft. It's a high end, very very high end sports bar down here in Orlando, and our company is looking to. You asked about JJ Whispers, but we just shut down JJ Whispers, and we're looking to open up another club, which will be called Dream, right here in Orlando. It's going to be twice the size of JJ Whispers. It was just time to move on and go into the next chapter of Frontline. So Dream should be open no later than late November, getting ready for the Florida Classic to come down to Orlando, as well as, I hope, the NBA All-Star coming here to Orlando as well.
Oh,
if
that
there's
would be
an NBA
huge.
Season. Yeah, yeah, if there's an NBA season, man, it's killing me right now because my new venue Draft is right outside the door of the new Amway Center, so you can imagine the games and everything. It is absolutely insane. We actually caught maybe like 10 games last season, and it's a blast, man. I mean, it's just right outside the door. It's the closest thing to having courtside seats, man.
Well, you know,
really
as football
important.
Proved it, man, billionaires don't like losing money. So sooner or later, they'll negotiate with the millionaires and they'll get it done.
Yeah, yeah. And look out for the little people like myself. I definitely need them. I need football and I need basketball in my industry. Definitely.
Amen. Man, hey, I don't know if you remember a program, man. I kind of watched it. I don't even remember. It was on either Showtime or HBO, and it was featured some DC club owner promoters, and they shared really, man, some insights and difficulties that they have in maintaining clubs and promotion companies to be profitable, man. What would you say are the most difficult parts most people don't even hear about in your business?
Well, I would say it's a lot of shadiness. That's the most difficult part of it all. You know, the music industry is very, very much tied strongly to the marketing and promotions industry. And you have so many people out there that it's just in for the taking. Another problem that we have is that most of the stars or artists or celebrities, they're pricing themselves way over market, especially for the, Orlando is basically like a C-plus market at best. We do travel the country and do a lot of other things in other cities, but a lot of times the artists, especially African-American artists, they're way, way overpriced. You can go actually get a country star, for example, if you spend $50,000, you might have a very, very, very popular country star, but $50,000 for an African-American artist, it's like you can't get nowhere near the top tier. It's crazy. It's actually hurting the industry really bad, and it's kind of hard because we understand that they're not making the money that they used to make selling records and stuff like that. So they feel like they have to get all of their money from doing shows, and they don't understand it. You know, if one plus one don't add up to two, you know, it's very hard to go out here. You know, I'm not doing this for a popularity contest. You know, I'm doing this to make money
right.
for my company and my family. So that's one of the most difficult things right now. A lot of shadiness
wow.
in the business.
Wow. Well, brother, you seem to be managing that shadiness because you've been successful, you are successful, and you will continue to be that. Brother Nix, man, we thank you so much for hanging out with us today, sir. Hey, what upcoming events do you have planned around the Southeast and in Orlando that we need to know about?
Okay, just coming up this week, you know, we started First Fridays over 15 years ago here in Orlando, and we are now doing First Friday in the Orlando Amway Center. It's going to be a very, very big event this Friday night, which is Labor Day weekend. We also have the MEAC SWAC football game here between Bethune-Cookman and Prairie View. So it should be a lot of people in town for that, as well as the Atlanta Classic, which is always a blast. I team up with my partner, Keisha Walker. We're actually during the 17th annual old school party. We usually do it over at Park Tavern, but I understand there's a major music festival in town at Park Tavern that day, so we're actually moving the party over to Asia that Friday night. And then Saturday, I've teamed up with some of my younger counterparts. We're doing Club Essos and on Friday and Club Life on Saturday. And, of course, getting ready for the major, major Florida Classic. If you've never been to Florida Classic, the Bayou Classic doesn't have nothing on the Florida Classic. Trust me, man. You have thousands and thousands of people, major parties, and it's a blast, man. And, of course, hopefully the NBA season starts and takes underway, and we'll be hosting the Orlando All-Star, NBA All-Star, man, with a lot of fun events, man. I can't wait. I just pray that it happens.
Man, I got to get down to O-Town real soon, brother.
Yeah, you need to, man. O-Town is one of the major kept secrets, man. People think we're just down here with Disney World and Universal Studios, but, man, it's a good time down here, man. I always tell people when they ask me, you know, why did you choose Orlando? First, I'm only like maybe 24 miles from here. It's my hometown called Mount Dora. And secondly, Orlando is a city that's not too fast, but it's not too slow. It's right there in the middle, man, and it's a great place to raise a family. And, you know, if you choose to go out there and do business and be an entrepreneur, it's wide open for you. So, hey, man, Orlando's not a bad place to be.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you, man. We'll look forward to hanging out with you when you come up here for the Classic, and we'll see you back soon, brother.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure, man. Have a good one, my brother.
Yes, sir. Hey,
and tell the young lady whose song I just heard is amazing. I love it.
Oh, we will definitely let her know, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that was Brother Pat Nix, Frontline Promotions and Marketing down in Orlando. Hey, guys, you got to get down there and hang out with Brother Pat. And if you're in the Southeast, don't worry. He'll probably be to a city near you anyway. So be on the lookout for Frontline Promotion. Hey, we're going to take this next song, Lukewarm Lullaby by Siraj Nari. And when we come back, we've got the effervescent Miss Tangi Henry in the house. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us today. What time is it? 4:26. Sunday, beautiful day. Hey, hats off for all of those on the east, north, and northeast coast who suffered from the hurricane. And man, you know, I hung out in Florida many years. So I know those hurricanes can be off the chain. We've had a lot of natural drama going on in the last year or so all around the country and in areas, man, you never thought. Who would have thought an earthquake in D.C. or Virginia? What's up with that? Whew. All right, check this out. My next guest has spent years teaching others to rise above the circumstances and soar to new heights. She's a registered nurse, a certified life coach. She's used both to minister to all types of women at times of great vulnerability. Her organization, Inspired Sister, works with women who are broken, bruised, and challenged by life's obstacles. Please welcome Miss Tangi Henry to the show, in the house, full board. She's here. What's going on, TH?
Hey, Clark, how are you?
I'm fantastic, as the crowd goes wild. You know, we don't know what's wrong with these folks. They are just excited to see you, and so am I.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, Tandy, you have, man, such a big heart. My question is, when did you first have the epiphany to build a company that would lend assistance to women in need?
Wow. So I believe it kind of dropped into my lap, or someone explained to me that I kind of backed into it, because I've always, because of my background and things that I've been challenged with, I always did want to inspire women. By the way, I'm from Los Angeles, originally South Central. And yes. And so, you know, I grew up in the 80s in the hood, and all kinds of stuff was going on. And so I really was running from myself and running from a lot of different things. And so I always had a heart really to help other sisters that were kind of going through the same things, because I've seen where the outcomes weren't all that great, even in my own family. So I wanted to write a book, and I was like, well, I'll just start a blog. My husband gave me the idea to start a blog, blah, blah, blah. And as I started the blog, I started getting a lot of response from women who could identify with the things that I was discussing and really was reaching out for some words of encouragement. And as I started doing more, the vision began to unfold before me. And there is a great, great need for people to be encouraged and just to have hope, you know. Your situation may not change, but your mind can change. And so that's what I do. I encourage women to live on top of the world, on top of their circumstances, their situations, their drama, their issues. That's what I do. And I don't do it just from a place of head knowledge, but I do it from a place of personal experience as well. And I think that's what makes a difference in how I can really relate to them in their situation and let them know that they can make it too.
Mm. Well, you know, you said it all. Growing up in South Central, you have seen it all. There's nothing that you probably haven't seen. And I certainly see where that empathy comes from.
Yes, it was very interesting. I wouldn't take anything for it, though, you know, because it built in me something that, like, I have the tenacity to keep moving anyway. And I noticed that a lot of people don't have that. And so I wouldn't take anything for that. And I just try to use those experiences, turn them around to work so that they'll be positive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Inspired Sisters' purpose, as I read, is to offer encouragement and support. My question to you, for our listeners out there, who do you offer these things to and why?
My biggest group that I offer to are women between the ages of 28 to 60 who are not necessarily, they don't necessarily have to be going through a lot of drama. But what I find is that a lot of us are not real about the things that we are challenged with on a daily basis. And so I offer that support by sitting down, you know, virtually or literally pulling my mask off, you know, and allowing them to see that we all have hurts and vulnerabilities, and that sometimes we get too, we trip up over the wrong things, over bad relationships or self-image problems or different things like that. We can't really fully step into the things that we've been called to our purpose. And so I offer this support to women, to a gamut of women, just from the sister in the hood to the corporate CEO, because at the core of it, we are still have the same concerns. And sometimes, especially when they're in high positions, they don't feel like they have a safe place to land because they can't really share their vulnerabilities with the people that they are over. Or sometimes, you know, people are looking to them for all of the answers. So I offer that support to them to let them know that they can unmask, they can relax, they can take a deep breath, and that, you know, just encourage them to move on and do the things that they've been called to.
Well, you mentioned before, earlier, your book, 30 Days to a More Powerful You. I love that title, by the way.
Thank you.
It's a journey of self-discovery where you give women basically a weekly assignment. Can you please break down the sequence of discovery for our listeners
absolutely.
That you cover in your book?
I love to. It's broken down into 4 weeks. The first week is self-examination. Next is self-acceptance, then self-image and self-love. And really it's broken down in a devotional format because it's a quick read. You can throw it in your bag and pull it out when you need to. But it's really it's in very sister girl language. And I say that, and when you read it, you'll understand. It's not that I can't conjugate verbs or that I don't have good diction. But sometimes, you know, we just need to keep it real. So in the book, in a devotional style, I just basically are talking to sisters about different things that they're challenged with. So, for example, day 5 is about no more secrets. And it's it talks about the secrets that we harbor within ourselves and how they are detrimental to our purpose. And so it's a quick little read about that, and then I give you my thought for the day, which is to give yourself permission to live transparently. And you have, like, vignettes like that throughout the whole book. And I'm also currently working on the journal to go with it so that after you read it, you can just write down your thoughts. And I love journaling because your journal is the keeper of all secrets, and your journal will not judge you. And you can just really be free and open to share the things that are in your heart, because I think a lot of us just walk around, you know, showing up as our representative and not being real. And I think, you know, people are hurting and they're discouraged, and they need to see the transparency and vulnerability that we can offer to help bring them out of their situation.
You know, I love books that offer guidelines and blueprints on how to utilize them to maximize everything the book has. So I love the fact that you've got this broken down concisely, and you're about to have a journal, you know, to in conjunction with it's going to be just perfect in my humble opinion.
Thank you, sir.
you also offer help with your 5-part CD. You know, you got Get It Together, Girl, and Marriage Ain't for Wimps. Man, I love your and I love the subtitle. You come to realize marriage is a grown-up sport.
Yes, sir.
That, man, apropos, why do you think many people don't understand that going in? That it's a grown-up sport?
You know, I think because we are so laden through media and different things about the fantasy and the fairy tale of being married. And we get caught up in, you know, the whole engagement, the bling, the ring, the honeymoon, this, that, and the other. But once those doors close and you open all those presents, you got to deal with some real stuff. And so that whole year, 6 months, or whatever it is you guys were dating, a lot of people are really more caught up in the ceremony than they are really getting down to the real deal with that other person, seeing them through seasons, seeing them through their vulnerabilities, seeing how they handle situations. So when life happens, and it will, during marriage, they want to run. And that's when you really got to realize that you've made a covenant and dig in and fight to win. So I was laid on my heart about last year around April when I was just seeing so many people in high profile just getting divorces and, you know, citing irreconcilable differences and this, that, and the other. And I've been married for 16 years. And me and my husband, we got married when we were, I say kids, we were in our early 20s, and we didn't know what we were doing. We just knew we loved each other, but that wasn't enough. So
I
just really want to share with people that marriage ain't for wimps. It is for grown folks.
Wow. Hey, you know, I always ask for one tip. Can you give one tidbit of something that that your CD talks about, your workshop? I believe it's like a workshop, correct? This room?
It's a workshop and a CD series.
Formatting? Okay.
Oh, yes. My
what
first one. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
you're answering the question perfect.
The first one I wrote, and I wanted it started from a blog, but I wanted to share this, was it is called What's Love Got to Do With It? And so it kind of goes back to the saying that, you know, I talk to married people all the time. They love each other, but they can't figure out how to live together. And so we have to learn to love our spouses apart from their behavior. And so what we do is we get offended and we get, you know, we get attitudes with one another. Then we stop treating each other well. And then Sally at the office, you know, is smiling, or Ray Ray at the gas station is smiling, and we get all messed up, you know. And when really when we go back and just go back to really working on some foundational things in our relationship, then we can have success, and so Sally won't be an issue, nor, you know, will Ray Ray or Bobo or whatever. And so I'll talk to people and let them know that love is not enough. It is not enough to hold you there. You have to, because people that love each other get divorced every day. It's not that they didn't love each other, they just couldn't figure out how to live together. So I would encourage them to really do the foundational things and figure out how you can make this work. Relationships are tough, whether it is a marriage or just even a friendship. It causes you have to die to yourself a lot. You have to put the other before yourself. And so I talk about out-serving one another and how there shouldn't be any competition in marriage, you know, and that we're both working for the greater good of the unit. So if I get a raise or a promotion, it's no hit against my husband because it's for the house, you know. So I love doing it. I love encouraging couples because even ones that have been married a long time, you know, they just get into this cohabiting roommate stage. And so one of the CDs is about the roommate plan, you know.
Right.
How we forget to check in, you know. It's like, oh, hey Bob, hey Joe, you know, we forget that this is a person that we're in covenant with and that we should be enjoying our lives and not just tolerating one another.
So you use a very interesting word, which I don't hear bantered about much anymore, and that's that word covenant, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I, you know, you dismiss, you know, marriage as it stands in general, but the moment you start talking about covenant, that's, you know, people think a covenant with God or the covenant between the Jewish faith in the Bible and God and how powerful that was, and so you don't belittle the act of being married. But I think we don't use that word, so it's easy for us to just, you know, I don't like the person this week, let's go get a divorce.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Because when you put it in perspective of it being a covenant or a contract, because that's what it is, and you don't want to take that lightly, then you'll kind of think differently about it. There are some things that I remember someone asked me, and I was like, well, what would you do? What would be a deal breaker in your relationship? And I said, I don't know that I have one. That's a place of growth, of course, but I don't know that there's anything that can come up that will make me want to get out because I understand covenant. That doesn't mean that we won't have to go through counseling or, you know, some process, but I don't know that I would just end the relationship because I understand covenant.
Wow. Now, what is Get It Together Girl? What does that cover?
Ooh, I love Get It Together Girl.
I can tell by the title.
Get It Together Girl is a call to action for sisters to get it together. Stop. It's broken down really into five sections. Live authentically, live joyfully, live dynamically, live intentionally, and live dynamically. And what we do, what I talk about there, and I've created this whole series about it, but it's just about it was broken down to talk to us about stop with all this fake and phoniness, stop with living inconsistency and inconsistent in your life, stop having bad character, you know, start living your life in a way that is honorable so that people will be attracted to who you are, to your, because your purpose is tied to, you're not here just to take up space. So it's important that you're an attractive person, that you're attracting people to the purpose, to the thing that you're doing. And so sometimes we just all messed up over stuff and men and things that really don't matter. So the Get It Together Girl series is a call to action for us to get it together. And I actually am doing a free 7-minute coaching. It's actually over 7 minutes because, as you can see, I like to talk. But it's a free 7-minute coaching series for sisters just to introduce them into the Get It Together Girl series. And they can sign up for that through my website, which is inspiresister.com, and sign up for the newsletter, and they'll see where they can sign up for the free coaching series. And every week I send them a video, and we just kind of go through some journal assignments. And it's really, you know, just a way for us to unmask, to get it together, and to keep it together.
Well, you mentioned your website. What other workshops do you offer? I know there's a couple more that you got out there, and I want to make sure you get those out because they're all powerful and all unique in their own little way. So talk to us about the other things you offer.
The biggest thing that I'm working on now that I'm super excited about is the retreat that I do every year. And it's this year is called The Pathway to Purpose, and it's going to be held at Chateau Elan in Brazelton, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta. It's September 22nd through the 25th, and it is for a group of ladies who are really ready to really be focused and strengthened in their purpose, whether they are looking, they're not really sure about their purpose, or whether they're fully embracing it but just need a place for encouragement. And so we're going to spend together four days and three nights together at Chateau Elan, which is a beautiful facility. We'll have some inspirational workshops. We'll have wonderful entertainment from Gabby McGee and Luana Daniels. We'll also have my talk show, Matters of the Heart, will be that Friday. And then Saturday night, which is probably my favorite part of it all, is we're honoring ladies. It's called the Living on Purpose Award Ceremony. And we're honoring ladies for living their lives full on purpose, and making changes in the community that they live in. And so it's going to be a red carpet, glammed out affair. And we're excited about that. And the whole purpose of the retreats are just a culmination of women, Inspire Sisters, just coming together and being strengthened and encouraging one another so that when we leave that place, we can go out and continue to be dynamic and wonderful and be a positive light. The greatest way to expel the darkness is by shining light. And so there's a lot of darkness in the world now, and so we need to rise up and just shine as Inspire Sisters, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, wow. I love retreats. And you're right. Chateau Elan is top-notch. You'll enjoy just lying around, let alone being entertained by the likes of Gabby McGee and having all this other stuff going on. Hey, if you would, be sure to send me the soft flyer on that. I'd love to promote that on the show up until the event on that September 22nd through the 25th, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, be sure to give me that. I would love to. And before I let you go, I just want to talk about, you wrote an article in your blog recently, and I read it, believe it or not, even though it's titled Inspired Sisters. I keep up with the Joneses. But your article was about the way we view ourselves as failures and defeated people. And I think that's such a truism, especially in our I said truism, that's my boy Michael McFadden. I'm sorry, Mike, I used your word. I hope you don't mind. But I know we use, that's a big thing in our community. So my question to you is, why do you believe this is becoming a crisis in our community, and what's the solution for it?
Rephrase your question. Why do I believe what is a crisis?
Well, the whole fact that women and men in our communities are walking around viewing themselves as failures or defeated people.
Yes. I if I had the total answer to that, I'd probably be a millionaire. My husband and I probably talk about this on a daily basis. I think it's part culture, part history, part media, stuff we buy into in the media, different things like that. But at the end of the day is that winners don't panic, and we have to begin to reshape how we view ourselves. It really, you know, the things that the world is saying is going on, I'm not buying into it, because I see myself as a winner, a champion. I win every time, in every situation, every day. And that does not mean that I don't have challenges. It does not mean that things don't come up. But what it does mean is that my mindset is so shifted about when they come up. I was like, oh, wait, that don't line up with the plan that I have. So I have to denounce that. And so I think what happens is that we buy into our circumstances, you know, a foreclosure or a job loss, and we make that a part of us. And then we began to act out on that and, you know, woe is me, the victim mentality, what about me? You know, when people come to me with that, I'm like, really? I have a story too. You know what I mean? If you want to hear it, I got something for you. But I refuse.
Yeah, exactly.
I refuse. You know what I mean? Really. So I don't want to, you know, man, it's hard. I hear, really? I didn't even know. You know, but the thing is that we have to begin to see ourselves bigger than our situation. We make our situations more than they should be. And not that we're saying that, you know, we're discounting the things that happen, but that does not mean that's who you are. That's just something that happened to you. And you have to learn to as I tell the sisters, put their big girl panties on, pull them up, dry your tears, and keep it moving, you know? So I think it's just multi-layer issue as to why we are taking on that victim mentality and really just won't rise up and do the great things. I mean, we are a beautiful, creative, powerful people, and that's what I encourage the women, is that we can do more together than we can do apart. So we just need to learn how to be more synergistic, stop the crab mentality, stop all of that infighting, and really just come together and rise up and be the powerful people that we created for.
Well, I know one thing. If they attend your event on the 22nd, that would be a start. So I'm encouraging everybody listening to follow up with the Slide Sister, Mrs. Tandri Henry, and all of the beautiful things you're doing. And it's such a pleasure having you on the show. And thank you so much for hanging out with us today and sharing your inspired sister journey with us. And once again, you mentioned it one time. I like to put in as much as possible for anyone looking for assistance, coaching, or would just love to purchase your book or any of your workshop CDs. How can they find you?
They can find me online. My website is InspiredSister, that's SISTAH.com. Or I'm on Facebook under Inspired Sister or Tandri Henry, as well as Twitter, Inspired Sister. I'm very active online, so I would love to connect. We can talk about more. They can join my newsletter, and we can just really just encourage one another to go to greater heights.
That's what's up. Hey, Tandri, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, Clark. You are a pleasure.
Oh, it was a pleasure having you. Hey, we're just going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to see about wrapping this thing up. This is Siraj Nuri, Get Got, off the mixtape titled Land, L-A-N-D. You're listening to The Conversation.
Get cut. have to pardon me. Stammering ain't polite, but you can blame it on the Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Ordinarily, I don't sweat nothing. I let the game come to me, no frontin'. But there's something about this one in particular.
Yeah.
I don't know quite why I'm digging her. Maybe it's the copper complexion that got Mr. Proper's attention.
Dang.
Yeah, jeans looking like they painted on. She getting down to her favorite song. The way she moves is turning me on. Erection. Whatever you're running for, you got my vote in this election. Out of them all, you are my selection. Epitome of perfection,
yeah.
At least in my eyes. Can't speak for them other guys as I fantasize with me in between them thighs.
Yeah.
Hope I ain't too vulgar.
Yeah.
Honey dip made a way over to where I was.
And
we all buzzed.
And
chit chatting, laughing, eye gazing. Chemistry was so amazing. Said she in the mood for misbehaving. We on the same pacing.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of hot. Then she whispered that she wanna get got gone.
Girl, what you wanna do tonight? It's up to you. Energy's got me in the mood. Love how this love groove got you close to me. Let's see the way that gone, baby, it's you and me. So what you wanna do tonight is up to you. This rising energy's got me in the mood. Love how this love groove got you close to me. Take away the dawn, baby, just you and me.
Hey, we are back. We're just about to wrap this thing up. I want to thank all of my guests and thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight, today, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We are going to try to do something. Hang out for a minute, just a few moments here. And we're going to play this cut real quick. And we're going to take this commercial break. We'll be right back.
If you have elementary age kids, boy, do I have a book for them to read. It's called Dana the Procrastinator. Dana is an 8-year-old boy who loves to waste time, but his procrastination catches up with him when he realizes that he missed out on his own surprise. Well, I can't tell you. Anyway, check out this book at www.kidsread.com. That's www.kidsread.com and available on Amazon.com. You're going to love the illustrations and the audio-video CD-ROM, Dana the Procrastinator.
Hey, guys, sorry about that. We are back, and we are going to play this last cut by Ms. Siraj Nuri. And I'm looking for it. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was doing a whole bunch of stuff. You know me. Y'all listen to the show. Y'all understand. Yeah, this is one of my favorite. It's titled Sundry. Hey, thanks for everybody for hanging out with us today. We had Brother Pat Nix, Frontline Promotions, in the house. And Sister Inspired Sister, I should say, Tangie Henry, was in the building. Big shouts out to her, by the way. And by the way, if you did not get the website for Inspired Sister, it's pretty easy. It's Inspired, I-N-S-P-I-R-E-D. Sister is spelled S-I-S-T-A-H.com. Feel free to reach out to her. She's got some amazing programs, and as you can see, she's very passionate about assisting our community, our black women, to become better them or better you. Hey, shout out to everybody listening. Katina Ferguson in the chat room. Tarina. Jebby in the house. Mike McFadden. Real Talk in the building. Yeah, Katina, you're a little late, but that's okay. You can listen to it on podcast. We forgive you. And we love you. Hey, shout out to everybody who listens online as well. As on the phone, I think I'm rambling. What y'all think? Could be. Hey,
Hey, drop by the website, www.survivethenext365. Check it out. Join the journey. We're about entrepreneurship, and we reach out to our youth, young adults, and old school veterans, and teaching them how to maximize each and every day and become self-sustained. That's the only way out of this mess, folks. Hey, shout out to the boss, Mr. Jerry Smith, in the house. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., caps off our month-long author series when our guest will be children's writer, Miss Sonia Warlick. And for our regular program show, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. also, we're featuring business stylist Miss Debbie LaChusa, poet Mark Christmas will be in the house, and author Tiffany Duggar. Hey, but for now, remember, if you live life casually, you end up a casualty. That's all we got for you. Enjoy this last song, Sundry, by Siraj Nuri. Again, we're going to run that back one more time. Love you. We're out. Peace.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.